You got to dress for success, make sure the front of the restaurant is carefully swept, and answer the telephone on the first ring. That first snap judgment is crucial. The problem with the analysis I just told you is this. 99% of the time, the first impression is no impression. You can spend a fortune on your advertising, but most people will ignore it. You can wear a $999 suit, but most people won't notice. You can invest in your signage, your uniforms, your location, your pricing, your phone staff, the smell of your lobby, and virtually every prospect who interacts with you will walk away with no recollection at all of what just happened. The problem with first impressions isn't that they're not important. They are important. They're crucial. But that we have no idea at all when that first impression is going to occur. Not the first contact, but the first impression. That's why authenticity matters. It doesn't really matter whether the story we tell to a consumer is completely factual. If it's a good story, if that story is framed in terms of his worldview, then he'll tell himself the story and believe in the lie. The reason authenticity matters is that we don't know which inputs the consumer will use to invent the story he tells himself. If our sign is cool and our location is cool, but our people and our products aren't cool, we're not telling a coherent story. Only when a business or organization or person is authentic can we be sure that the story that's being told is consistent enough to impact the maximum number of people. So here's the deal. 6 points. Number one, snap judgments are incredibly powerful. Two, humans do everything they can to support those initial judgments. Three, they happen whether or not you want your prospects to make a quick judgment. Four, one of the ways people support snap judgments is by telling other people. Five, you never know which input is going to generate the first impression that matters. And six, authentic organizations and people are far more likely to discover that the story they wish to tell is heard and believed and repeated. Spending an inordinate amount of time and money on your sign or your jingle or your website is beside the point. It's every point of contact that matters. If you're not consistent and authentic, the timing of that first impression is too hard to predict to make it worth the journey. On the other hand, if you can cover all the possible impressions and allow the consumer to make them into a coherent story, you win. Why you need to care about superstition. Superstitions are nothing but incorrect theories based on snap judgments. Bad first impressions lead to stories that aren't accurate, superstitions we tell ourselves and believe in. People are superstitious about whatever it is you're marketing. You can ignore that superstition, or you can rail against it, but both strategies will cost you. The alternative is the only one that works. Use powerful interactions that are so extraordinary and so powerful that they cause people to tell themselves a different story instead. If a consumer has a lousy telephone experience with a hotel reservations agent, his impulse will be to hate the service from every person he interacts with when he finally arrives at the hotel. The only solution? It's not expensive carpeting, lower rates, or a better mattress. The only solution is a warm, personal interaction between an authentic and caring individual and your disgruntled customer. Facts are not the most powerful antidote to superstition. Powerful, authentic, personal interaction is. That's why candidates still need to shake hands and why retail outlets didn't disappear after the success of Amazon. The recycling story. When some people discover that recycling doesn't really work as well as they believe, they get very upset. The same people who drive an SUV or buy tuna in a single-serving can get angry when it's revealed that those blue recycling boxes are only a palliative, not a cure, to our garbage problem. It turns out that recycling doesn't save as much money and resources as most people expect. In fact, in many cases, it actually costs more than it saves. The cost of handling and sorting and processing all that trash is just too high, especially in very densely or very sparsely populated neighborhoods. But it's just a few cans. Why should people get so upset? Why sign petitions and hold rallies and inundate the mayor's office with phone calls when the program is canceled? People rebel because the facts about recycling are so opposed to the entrenched worldview. Recycling makes us feel good. It soothes our guilty conscience. It makes us feel pure again. When you take recycling away from us, you're reminding us that believing a lie is not quite the same as understanding reality. People in New York were outraged when the city canceled recycling. Thousands continued to save up their cans and bottles just because it was so morally difficult to throw them out. The recycling lie was subtle, multifaceted, and deeply seated. Exactly the sort of story you need to tell if you want to build a brand that lasts. In summary, step 3. Humans are able to make extremely sophisticated judgments in a fraction of a second. And once they've drawn that conclusion, they resist changing it.